Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always on tap. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live, and this is the broadcast for February the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders brilliant, and one of the great ways to peaceful restoration. We follow the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And the checks and balances are critical, ladies and gentlemen. You got to learn them, you got to understand them, and you got to push to apply them everywhere you go. We shall chain down bureaucrats and professional do-gooders and create accountability via the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We got an update from our buddy Scoop Stanton. Talked about a shooting at the NSA headquarters in Fort Meade. Suspect in custody and an investigation underway. That's one shooting. There's a big Florida shooting as well. We'll talk about both as the broadcast unfolds in mere seconds. But we were first really with an update on that. While the news services were still trying to get their act together, we had the details rolling out too. So there you go. Citizen reporters all over the country doing a phenomenal job. Thank you, Scoop. We also got an update from listener Charles talking about Verizon using tax savings to give each employee shares and benefits as well. The liberal companies try to pretend like the tax cut's not doing any good, but at the same time, they roll out benefits to everybody. All I can tell you is pay attention to what they do, not what they say, I guess, huh? We also, had listener Brian chime in. He said, hey, don't forget Tom Brady doing a great job showing affection for his son on TV. That's a good point. He says, you know, hey, you kiss your son, that's probably unforgivable. Yeah, they hate normal family-type relationships, don't they, Brian? Good point. Thanks for listening. The United States could be mineral superpower, according to WND.com. That's exactly right. There's a lot of good details there. We could really make a difference. But it's amazing to me how we pretend that you can't, because of regulation, do things in America, but you're allowed to do them in all these other countries. So you're not allowed to ruin the environment in America. But if you go to China, oh, you can just destroy the environment willy-nilly. At will in environmental destruction. See, where are the environmentalists when that happens? So let's say I make a product in America and I have guidelines and regulations and I'm careful. I do a good job. That would be preferred if it's going to be consumed by Americans. No, let's save the environment, they say. Let's go ahead and send it to China, violate all the environmental realities, and then let's ship it across the pond to America, and that'll be better for the environment. Where are the environmentalists to howl against that deception? That dishonesty. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right, a Florida Senate committee backs school vouchers for bullied students. I'm for school vouchers for all students. Better yet, shut down the government schools. But, you know, at least along the way, hey, why do you have to be bullied to get a voucher? What if you feel bullied? I think we ought to get these students that feel bullied to get vouchers, too. Holding hands, a new study comes out, does ease pain in childbirth. Study breaks down the healing effects of childbirth. That's good news. But we could have told you that, folks. We've talked about that many, 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 many times, that the normal relationships that are ordained of God always bring benefits. Less pain, more stability, more safety, more comfort, more love, all kinds of good things. Do they really need to spend a bunch of tax dollars on studies to find this stuff out? Anyway, interesting. I went on a rant there a little bit and told you, hey, I predicted a bunch of things for the study folks that they don't even need to study. They can just take my word on it. Nevertheless, it's natural for folks to reach out, to touch another, to give comfort and to receive love and comfort. That's ordained of God. It's natural. It's normal. It happens because intuitively we know it's the truth. I'm glad those folks could spend a bunch of money to catch up to the truth, huh? But they could have saved the cash. All right, Vanessa, that's wife of Donald Trump Jr., received a letter, opened it up, found white powder. Her and a couple of folks went to the hospital, a note in there to Donald Jr., literally saying how evil of a person Donald is. And my strange kind of take on this is, Wow. So you got evil people from the left literally sending threat bombs, if you will. It turns out to be the powder was nothing. But these kind of threat bombs to people to scare the heck out of them. All these acts of violence or suggested or hinted violence or violent overtones have got to go. They've got to stop, folks. These people that do this are absolutely unhinged. Okay, I don't care if somebody's my political enemy. I think we need to agree to disagree agreeably. We need to be kind and considerate. We need to lead by example and advocate for our point of view and respect the differences of opinion. I wouldn't even send a letter like that to some of my most ardent enemies. I mean, it's just horrible. All right, our prayers are with the Donald Trump Jr. family, and I'm glad that it wasn't a real powder that would truly create a havoc. I'm grateful for that, but I'm just telling you, what a disgrace. The student that tried to connect IQs to race is now under investigation. We went off on this big time, too. Look, there is a difference between people's and IQs and musical and sports or athletics acumen and these kind of things. There are differences between people, folks. Get used to it. When we say that all men are created equal, we're just talking about their rights before God and government. And we're talking about their ability to keep God's commandments. People should be on equal footing, to not violate their conscience, to believe what they want to, and not be penalized or punished for it. There's a difference between thoughts and beliefs and actions, though. You take bad actions that are against the law, and you ought to be criminally prosecuted, okay? But this all men are created equal doesn't mean that we're all identical. I mean, Kurt's smarter than I am, and there's nothing I can do about it kind of stuff. See what I mean? I'm just telling you that, folks, there's differences amongst people. And that's okay. And if somebody's got a lower IQ than somebody else, that doesn't mean they're dumber. It just means this stupid test that we should isolate and relegate to the trash heap of history, it just measures one area, right? We need to realize that there are different knowledge sets for different reasons, for different cultures, for different circumstances, for different life's requirements. If I live out in the Native American area, I need to learn how to kill an animal and get it ready for eating to make sure my family doesn't starve, and I need to use plants and natural healing and solutions to take care of my family, thus medicine man, etc. And who says a doctor's smarter than a medicine man? Who says that we're smarter because we understand politics and I can put together a nationally syndicated radio program? Okay, we got to start to separate this stuff and say, look, we're all God's children. We all have God-given talents, is the Bible explanation. And racial groups have talents and aptitudes as well. Can't we celebrate that difference? Where's the diversity, folks, when you need them, huh? Why does it have to be a racial divide and conquer and attack somebody plan? We can bring people together and say we're Americans, and we all have unique talents and God-given innate abilities that we can all bring to the table for the betterment of a great, diverse culture. But see, diversity works when they want to divide, when they want to pit one against another. It doesn't work when we say we're the greatest people on the place of the earth, on the planet, on the face of the earth. Why don't we work together and export the Constitution and teach people what liberty under God's really like? All right, we talked about the potential Missouri law that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I kid you not, they want to make a sliced bread day in Missouri. Of all the days we could celebrate sliced bread day. And by the way, does sliced bread work for all races? I sure hope so, because, wow, that'd be cool if all Americans could enjoy sliced bread. Overheard at a Philadelphia polling place, no GOP votes on my machine. That ought to make you feel like there's no vote fraud. What do you say, folks? All right, Donald Trump will donate his first quarter salary to rebuilding America's infrastructure. Good for the Donald. I hope he can lead by example and we can find private sector cash. And I hope we can make America great again. We need to rebuild the country, that's for sure. But it needs to be on a moral basis. That's why our buddy Jesse Lee Peterson has a rebuilding the man effort to put dads back in homes and have the father and the mother in holy matrimony stay together and love one another and be loyal and have complete fidelity to one another. Rebuilding the man. That ought to help rebuild America. Rebuilding dads, rebuilding moms, rebuilding the God-given ordained traditional family. Bring it on, Jesse. And bring it on, Donald. Good for you all. Let's get together and make a difference, shall we? Donald Trump honors Black History Month. Quote, we will protect the birthright of freedom for all Americans. Trump says, quote, as long as we have faith in our citizens, confidence in our values, and trust in God, we will not fail. Amen to that reality check. But they attacked the Donald for it. Melania goes along with Donald and celebrates Black History Month at the White House. They try to tell you Melania and Donald are opposite on everything. How come they were celebrating Black History Month together in the White House then? Where's the mainstream press to report on working together? Not a conspiracy-driven divisionary plan, huh? All right, CNN, while Donald's promoting Black History Day and trying to bring Americans together and celebrating the blessings of America and God, family, country, and all this stuff, less regulation, lower taxes, while you and I and Donald are doing all that, CNN runs an entire segment on how Donald Trump says the word stupid. I mean, this is the low these people go to. It's amazing. New York Times CEO, guy's name is Mark Thompson. He says print journalism only has about 10 years left. Well, I'm glad he finally came to the party. He should have been listening to Liberty Roundtable. We've been telling you that for a long time. Look, print distribution and print costs are just too expensive in the modern day of digital, right? We've been telling you that for a long time. Same thing with radio stations. I love our radio station partners, but I'm telling you, the AM-FM model is expansive with the government regulations and such. All right, they say it made my blood boil. How do we ensure no repeat of the Bundy standoffs? I agree with the headline, completely disagree with the article. But we got to have a jury of our peers. We got to have due process of law. Even the president of the United States is complaining about the lack of due process of law. Justly so. Missing white-faced skier found alive in California. We're not talking about a white guy. White face is a place, not a racial designator. Anyway, he doesn't know how he got there. I tell you, there's more to that story. If we find out new information, we'll keep an eye on the ball. That's a recap. News the networks refuse to use today starts now in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. I don't want to spend very much time on this, but it is the top headline today. 17 killed in Florida high school shooting. Authorities arrest the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And bottom line, a picture is forming of this young man struggling with mental problems. They say, I know he had some issues and he may have been taking medication. They're already admitting that this time. Mental health issues in America are growing and they're a big challenge. President Trump tweeted, my prayers and condolences to the families of the victims of this terrible shooting. No child, teacher, or anyone else should feel unsafe in an American school. Anyway, he says, I just spoke to Governor Rick Scott, and we're working with closely with law enforcement on the terrible Florida school shooting. All right, now, there's all kinds of details. Bottom line is, you're going to hear the normal stuff come out. You're going to hear a big conspiracy. You're going to hear this is a, you know, black ops operation. You're going to hear all kinds of stuff from new media. You're also going to hear a flat-out denial and just a simple story by the mainstream media in conjunction with the cops and everybody else, the governor and who knows who. Donald will not disrupt the narrative on this one, sadly. But I'm just going to make a couple of quick points on this, and then I want to move on, because there's starting to become too many shootings in America. And I don't want to dismiss them. We care about life. All lives matter. We absolutely care. And I don't mean to dismiss this as if it's not important. What I mean to do is not draw more attention to it. The more attention to it that we have, the more, quote, fame we give, the more copycats will happen. So let's be very, very careful there. Now, I want to say a couple of quick things on this, and then I want to get Kurt's take and then move on. Because we've got a lot of news and not enough time for this stuff. Bottom line is this. The guy was on psychotropic drugs. And we know that psychotropic drugs creates these thoughts of anger and hatred and suicide and murderous thoughts, etc. We know that. It's documented 66 ways from Sunday. Almost every one of these shooters have been on some kind of psychiatric or psychotropic kind of a drug or a medication or a protocol or whatever word you want to use for the, quote, government-approved, doctor-subscribed or prescribed kind of drugs, all right? And we know that. And we know every time that's a component. Is it the only factor? No, I don't think so. Are these people mentally unstable? Many times they are. But what they're doing is they're building a narrative around this to push for more gun control. They're building a narrative around this to take away more freedom from good, honest, law-abiding Americans. And they do it by saying, oh my gosh, this guy was a ne'er-do-well. We can't have guns in the hands of the mentally ill. We da-da-da. And they go on and on and on and on. And they continue to paint the same narrative, which is less freedom for you and me, all under the guise of security. Trade your liberty for security. And the founding fathers warned you'll have neither. So don't fall for that lie. And then the other side of the coin is, if the guns are all bought legally, then they say, golly, we need more laws. If the guns were taken illegally, like this youngster, you know, he was 19. I don't know if he had a right to have the guns or not yet. But all I'm telling you is, if he didn't, then they're going to say, see, we just need tougher laws. He should have. All right. Well, he already broke laws. Criminals don't obey laws, even if you make them tougher. Bottom line, what's the answers here? Right. Because these people are they want to debate it on a birth control. I mean, on a gun control discussion. They want to debate it on a mentally ill discussion. They want to eventually declare every one of us mentally ill. They want to eventually take away our right to self, our God-given unalienable right to self-defense. We got to stop all that. We got to ask what could have made the difference here. And I submit to you that less government-issued psychotropic drugs, whether it's the opiate epidemic, or whether it's the drugs prescribed for mental illness or depression or whatever else, these drugs, 9 times out of 10, are at the heart of destroying people's lives, all prescribed by your government. In bed with a doctor. In bed with a big pharma company. And they're all designed to make huge money. We got to stop this stuff, and we got to take those drugs as a component and really, really, really look at that. But Donald or nobody's talking about that. Secondarily, we've got to look at these people's lives and say, do they come from broken homes? Or do they have an intact mother and a father? Jesse Lee Peterson wants to rebuild the man, and good on him for it. We need to bring dads back in homes. We need government welfare to get out of homes. We need mom and dad to stand together in fidelity to one another and teach the traditional God-ordained marriage. A male and a female married together with fidelity to one another, dedication to their children, responsibility on display here. Then we need to talk about religion in the home. I'm not here to debate what religion somebody is. I'm not interested in debating the keys to theology or separating on the differences of religion. But you've got to have thou shalt not kill firmly in this young man's mind. And it's got to be taught as a religious reality, not as just a saying for frenzied minds or whatever. We've got to have God, family, and country in America. And if we do that, we can protect life, liberty, and property. This is very simple. Less drugs, more religion, more stable homes. I'm going to say it again. Less drugs, more religion, more stable homes. We need to teach the Ten Commandments. After all, if we do so, people might actually obey them. And it turns out that the Word of God is more powerful than the sword to change hearts and minds, folks. All right, anyway, enough on that. But again, you're going to find a troubled man, mentally ill, on drugs, okay, struggled with relationships. Okay, you're already seeing all that stuff. Whether there's a conspiracy there, but you'll find out if you dig further, he probably had some kind of an FBI or CIA or some government handler or some government-involved person or something, or friends that let him off the brink or whatever. I don't know. But the narratives are too similar to ignore, folks. And the answers are too clear to ignore. It is God, family, and country. And that will in turn protect life, liberty, and property. It is simple that when you have an intact family with loving people around you, when you literally, I agree on occasion there might be a need for medication for people. But they're not closely administering it enough. They're giving it to way too many people. All right. There needs to be a change in the way we look at these events. What they do is they just escalate, wring their hands and say less freedom for you and I every time. And the sad part is Donald's going to capitulate on this time. They're going to push for more gun control. They're going to take these defense of gun rights legislative initiatives off the table and replace them with hostile against American gun control initiatives. Don't let them do it, folks. Don't believe the lie. Don't fall for it. All right, Kurt, do you want to make any comments on this before we move along? The sad part is we've got to deal with these shootings and speak up about them, and we've got to point to solutions.
Yeah, I think you've got it covered, Sam. I mean, the bottom line is it's a young man whose parents had gone, well, basically he was adopted with his brother. He was older. He had, real stormy school past. As you said, at least it's been reported that he was on certain medications, which, at least to me is, the big part of the story. And then, like you said, the solutions must be looked at, but they always want to go the wrong way and leave God out of the picture. So, it's just sad.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to double down and say, if you do not deal with the issues of God, family, and country, you will never be able to protect life, liberty, and property. You got it? I don't know how simple I can make this for folks, Kurt. I boiled it down to a single line of problem and solution. If you don't focus on God, family, and country, you will not be able to protect life, liberty, and property. Can I make it more clear of the answer, the solution, the problem, boil it all down to a single line? If you focus on God, family, and country, you will absolutely protect life, liberty, and property. Isn't that what they're after? A single line from Liberty Roundtable Live, a couple of man think trust, brings it all out. Problem, solution, boiled down into a single line of opportunity. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We are America. But they're going to run around and twist their hands and spend, millions and billions of dollars. They're going to promote big pharma and, oh my goodness, and they're going to battle it in the debates everywhere. Talk shows are going to be battling about this and that, and everybody's going to attack everybody. And at the end of the day, we're just going to have more shootings and more trouble as we continue to turn our backs on the almighty author of liberty. Got to change the way we go about it, folks. Got to repent. Got to make a difference. Got to bring people together. Got to focus on the solutions, the answers. By the way, Kurt, it works every time. Did you know that?
Imagine that, Sam. Hmm.
If we
the tried and true recipe works every time.
Yes, sir. If we focus on God, family, and country, we will protect life, liberty, and property. Need I say more about this whole subject? Don't trust in the arm of flesh and drugs and everything else for these people. You kind of wonder some of these people that are murderers like this, how much love and touch and attention did they get? I don't mean just sexual kind of relationship. I'm talking about a mother who cares about them, a father who drops his life for them, who says, I was busy today, son, but you got a need, and I'm going to drop everything I'm doing. I'm going to make you front and center for what we're doing. We love you. We care about you. God loves you. God cares about you. You are of infinite worth, and God will bless you if you keep his commandments. Just imagine if these children, these murderers, these whatever, had these messages their whole life, and people not only talked the talk, but they walked the walk in terms of demonstrating their faith by action and belief. Just imagine what America would look like. What a blessing it'd be, huh?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. we have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Right what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right two."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There's a huge story in the news. It's not being talked about by anybody. And we've mentioned from time to time this Seth Rich murder. And, you know, the mainstream just wants you to believe it was just a robbery gone wrong. Poor guy's dead. So sad, so sad. But I believe there's more to the story, and many others in the new media have as well. We're getting more and more on this as more people start to become very concerned. Kurt?
Thank you, Sam. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a perfect example of why we'd appreciate your support, your assistance in our efforts. Sam and I both have our, quote, day jobs, if you will, or a number of them. But when we're working, of course, we do our best to still keep our eyes out, just as you do, our listeners. And one of our listeners, supporters, associates, a longtime friend, buddy Jay in Florida, you know, taught me how, hey, if you use Google, you can put in some keywords and tell it to watch for certain, you know, whenever there's a story or something about these, at least assuming that, you know, no handler, you know, gets it before you do, the computer will find a story. And if there's this particular name that you want to search for, it'll tell you about it. Well, in the case of Seth Rich, you know, that's what I did. And so it brought up this story yesterday, Sam, that I thought, well, the words Seth Rich were in the story, but it also included one of those old blasts from the past, I guess is what you'd call it. And the headline reads, former wrestler claims he witnessed murders of Don Henry and Kevin Ives. And the source is KTHV. And when you look up KTHV, you find out it's in Little Rock, Arkansas TV station. It happens to be a CBS affiliate in Little Rock, Arkansas. And so what you have is apparently this guy, Billy Jack Haynes, who was not like, you know, wasn't like a pastor or anything. They called him a well-known wrestler back in the 80s, but he was a pretty tough guy who now 30 years later, he's saying he wants to come forward and claims he witnessed this whole thing, and he's got some details, right, Sam?
The details start now.
I'm Billy Jack Haynes, former World Wrestling Federation wrestler. Today I come with no mask. I come with no hidden voice. I come to you straight face to face because this is reality, man. Don't hide nothing. 30 years ago, I witnessed the murder of two teenagers on a railroad tracks, August 23rd, Alexander, Arkansas. 27 years of that, I was a drug addict on pain pill medication. I become clean. It kept bothering me and bothering me and bothering me. And finally, when Seth Rich was killed July 10th, I knew that was a message to me because that's my birthday, July 10th. So here I am coming forward. This is a plea that I'm going to read here for you today. The plea is for those who has yet to contribute to the GoFundMe.com Kevin Ives Don Henry murders that happened 30 years ago. Please contribute to the fund so that the investigator can continue his work. He says that they still need to interview possible witnesses and gather more information that will assist him in the investigation of the murder of Kevin Ives and Don Henry. Also, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram.
Anyway, he goes on and on and on, Kurt. But the bottom line is he says, look, I was a drug addict. I was muscle for this criminal activity that took place years and years and years ago. And now I'm coming forward and I'm willing to testify about this, of who was involved and what was done. These boys were murdered just like we talked about back in the day, Kurt, 20 plus years ago. And, you know, the question comes up. The whole rest of his video basically begs for money, Kurt.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, that's right.
I want to know what you take from this, what your take is, then I'll give you my take here.
You know, when I look at the whole thing, I, like he said, here he is almost 30 years older, and this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, to even the toughest, roughest old folks is, I mean, as they get older and they realize that, hey, their time is a-coming, I think they begin to think about things of their past, and they want to straighten things up. And I think that's what happened to this guy. And so he's looking, going, hey, that's why he said, I don't have a mask or anything else. It's just me. But when I look at this whole thing, I think, you know, how much of this, Sam, do we know when you look at the whole Clinton body count and all these other things? These young men were, as far as I've been able to tell, they were heading out in an area where, hey, they were going to go have a little fun doing some spotlighting. So that means out there in the woods, the one guy holds the light in the animal's eyes and then the other guy shoots the animal. Well, they just happened to be, this is my opinion and what I've been able to see, they have happened to be in the wrong place where a drug bust or a drug transaction went down, and they saw the wrong things. Therefore, they were killed, and their bodies were laid on the railroad tracks, and then the train came over them and just basically, you know, mangled them and killed, you know, I mean, just it didn't kill them, because they said later they found a shot in there, you know, certain places or whatever. So they were dead before. But the bottom line is, I believe there's plenty of people who never really pay for their crimes. And we see that in today's world with the whole high-level individuals who get a pass and that kind of thing. And, you know, there were a number of quotes and things, or little people writing in on after this YouTube, and some of them literally said, oh, this is crazy stuff, and this guy was a druggie and things like that. Well, and yet then there's others that are like, somebody needs to get to the bottom of this. But when you really ask for somebody to get to the bottom of it, Sam, you have to have, well, real truth, real good judges, good lawyers. You have to have a good system. And when we see so much of it being bought and paid for, I don't know that I expect any real thing to come about this, but it was interesting to revisit it after all these years.
Yeah, I mean, so I'll tell you what I think about it. Number one, this group, this TV station down there in Little Rock, Arkansas, are the only ones that really kind of issued a report on this that I can see. A lot of new media folks have done things about this over the years. We've covered it a lot of times. We used to interview a guy by the name of Terry Reed, who knew Barry Seal, who was the big drug kingpin this guy talks about.
Yeah, and there was even, I think there's a recent movie with...
Yeah, it's called Murder on the Tracks.
Well, yeah.
That's okay. What I'm basically getting to. I don't know if you've seen it. I have not, but I have...
No, I haven't.
I have, back in the day, read a lot of Terry Reed's book, and I'm very familiar with
the case. Is that the one with Tom Cruise?
I don't know. Murder on the Tracks is the story of Kevin Ives and Don Henry. And Billy Jack Haynes, a former star professional wrestler, claims he witnessed their murders. Now, I feel very strange about this story. Let me explain why, Kurt. I agree that there's something wrong with that story. It's a mystery unsolved. I don't believe we ever got the truth on it. I believe Terry Reed and many others were telling the truth. And I believe this gentleman may be telling the truth as well, Kurt. My concern about it is it reminds me of Larry Nichols, who used to speak out against the Clintons big time as well. And it reminds me of this guy that says he's Bill Clinton's son. He's a black dude. He claims he's Bill Clinton's son. And now this guy. And I'm telling you right now, I try to get a hold of these guys to interview them, to talk about it, and they're not really available for interviews. Now, Larry Nichols has been, but he's got such old information that it's pretty vague at this point. And so I tried to get a hold of Bill Clinton's son that claims he's his son. They made a big push for that during the election time of Hillary Clinton. And I couldn't get a hold of the guy if my life depended on it to interview him. But he was raising a bunch of money. Larry Nichols has raised a bunch of money over the years. Now, this guy, the first time I hear about him, he's begging me for money so that the investigator can get to the bottom of this case. And my question to the investigator, are you only willing to get to the bottom of this case if you get enough cash? Or is this a critical enough issue in America to get to the bottom of it anyway? All I'm telling you is the story concerns me. The plea for money right out of the gate concerns me, and the fact that this story hasn't gone anywhere else in the news concerns me, and I'll explain in a second. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We need to be very careful about these things and where our money goes.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So in an era where Donald Trump and Joe Arpaio wanted to get to the bottom of the truth on Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate, and now Donald won't touch it with a 10-foot pole, and Joe Arpaio's talking about it, claims he has more and more evidence that'll bring this thing to a head, but we don't ever see it. Joe just talks about it, but never delivers the pay goods, really, as far as I can see. Even though it might be true that Barack faked and forged his birth certificate, there's not going to be any accountability and truth-telling on it. Okay, same thing with the Clinton body count. You know, there's a list of Clinton dead bodies around, and no one's launching a wholesale investigation into that. In fact, Donald said he was going to lock up Hillary. Now that he's in office, I don't see any lock up Hillary chants or efforts by the president at all on this, really, that I can see. Same thing with this example of you know, this drug running going on in Mena, Arkansas. We documented it back in the day. I believe Barry Seal was real and a drug runner. I believe there's ties to the former governor Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton. I believe there's a lot of those things. Bill Clinton literally was charged with rape. I shouldn't say charged with rape. What I should say is there were literally witnesses testifying of allegations of rape. No accountability at all. In fact, it's not even being talked about. The most they'll say about it now is, well, Bill Clinton's not going to run on the election circuit. It's a little too hot for him right now. That's the closest they're getting to any accountability for Bill Clinton's literal perverted rapes. And now there's ties to this drug running, and these two poor gentlemen were killed on the train tracks. I agree. All right. The murder on the tracks, the story of Kevin Ives and Don Henry, I think are real. I think there is a scandal there. And Billy Jack Haynes, former wrestler, I believe he's probably telling the truth, Kurt. But when they start to just beg for money, my fear is that we're all going to dump a bunch of money into something. We're not going to know how the money's spent, where it's going to go, what it's going to do. And at the end of the day, I'm not so sure we're going to get any closer to pay dirt on the truth. Same thing with Bill Clinton's illegitimate son that was speaking out that never even got heard. But yet we tried to get a hold of him and couldn't get a hold of him to vet him, talk to him, to work on it, to do anything. We offered, but to no avail. Why? You got to kind of wonder. Same thing with the Seth Rich murders. I think they're worthy of discussion and worthy of investigation. But you know what? I don't see us getting really any closer to these things. Same thing with Vince Foster, right? The Vince Foster murder was a scandal of epic proportions. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on about the scandals and the conspiracies and the questionable situations right on through to Stephen Paddock in Vegas. They cremated his body. They say he was a healthy guy. He was just on depression drugs. Okay. All I'm saying is it's weird stuff. Now, I'm not against these guys, and I do want to get to the truth of the Seth Rich murder. I want to get to the truth of these poor gentlemen that got killed on the tracks. I hope Billy Jack Haynes is genuine and real, but I'm a little bit hesitant, even if he is real, because I just don't see that we can get any pay dirt or any truth on this. Now, there are folks doing some good, though, Kurt. Some nuns are winning a battle, right?
Great point, Sam. You're exactly right. Yeah, the headline about the nuns, I thought that was a cool story. What you've got, ladies and gentlemen, is a headline from WorldNet Daily, Bob Unruh there. Nuns win battle to close down strip club. And these are the nuns of the Sisters of St. Charles in Stone Park, Illinois. And the story goes, they now can worship, garden, eat, sleep, and pray in peace after a neighboring strip club was closed down.
That's good news.
The The Thomas More Society represented the nuns in their case.
By the way, where are the feminist women that should be going berserk about the objectifying of women and the abuse and the you know, whatever, the male dominated, what's the term they use for that? Misogyny? Okay, where are the women's libbers to stand up? We need this exploitation of women, strip clubs shut down. Where are all of them, Kurt? I guess they're too busy getting abortions, aren't they? All right, just saying.
Good point. And WorldNet Daily reported the city had revoked the strip club's liquor license, which apparently proved to be a turning point. The Thomas More Society special counsel Joan Mannix said why a strip club would choose to set up shop in a residential area, much less next to a convent, completely eludes me.
Well, because the battle for the hearts and minds of people, whether it's good or evil, is on full display. And if that eludes you, I don't know how to help you except to say you got to focus on God, family, and country.
Yeah. She went on to say, we couldn't be more delighted that this club is out of business. We're pleased that the sisters and their neighbors can live without the profound negative effects created by having a strip club just feet away from their homes.
Amen to that. And that's good news when people stand up, and that's one of the solutions stories. I'm not against these guys begging for money. I guess I'm just saying I get literally 50 emails a day where everybody wants me to spend money everywhere. Yes. And we've got to be very strategic and very careful and very wise about how and where we spend money with who for what goals and what accomplishments. And we need to trust people with track records. God had a hand. Go ahead, Kurt.
And I would simply say on this whole money thing, Sam, is just imagine if there were not enough money for us to do our broadcasts, then you would not hear about any of these people who
are doing the good.
Well, they need the support as well or whatever, you know, but that's the key thing. First, you've got to keep this entity alive, Liberty News Radio, and then you know, if you've got additional funds, hey, you know, that's fine, but you've got to make sure this organ, if you will, is still operating.
Yeah, right? Kurt's going to get a hold of Billy Jack Haynes to see if he wants to come on the radio with us and chat.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of people working on it.
And see if he can get a hold of Jesse, you know, Ventura, see if the body can jump on the radio with us and talk about it a little bit too and stuff like that. And I think if the body teamed up with Billy Jack Haynes and they teamed up with Joe Arpaio, who teamed up with Donald Trump, we could get to the bottom of some of these things. But until then, I just see it being buried in the news. But there is good news. Yeah. God had a hand in it. Had a divine intervention stop the terrorists that quick. And then our caller, Kurt.
Yeah, the... let's see. You know, I'm looking for the God had a hand one.
All right, we'll finish with that one while you find it. Ken, you're on the radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I just was listening with fascination on the Clinton deaths and murders with fascination. I remember back in the 90s. Do you remember that show called The Clinton Chronicles?
Of course, yes. In fact, again, this Terry Reid thing, and we covered a lot of that stuff.
I apologize if I missed it.
But you're right. It's spot on.
Right, but...
No, he means we covered it before. We didn't mention that movie today. Gotcha. You're okay.
Gotcha. But it's online, and the whole thing is free and available to anybody who's interested. The Clinton Chronicles on YouTube. It's fascinating. It's a two-hour documentary interviewing the people that were actually there. I even remember back in the 90s calling then newly retired Supreme Court Arkansas State Supreme Court Justice Mr. Johnson, who was also a former senator, and asked him, he was in the video, he's a former senator, former Supreme Court Justice of Arkansas, do you believe these things are true? And he said, you know, I can't comment on that because I wasn't there. I mean, I don't know if these things are true, but I have no reason to believe that they're not, based on a lifetime of watching this young Bill Clinton, whose first job was running against me, working on a campaign against me, he said. And I was impressed with him that he would just be so clear and reasonable and rational and even talk to this guy who was not a reporter, just wanted to call him and ask him if these things were true. I'm telling you, I don't understand why the deaths are not investigated. Well, we know they're secret societies, and therein lies the problem.
Yeah, this is an epic battle between God and Satan, and I'm on God's side. And hey, the minions of Satan literally have secret combinations that literally put their people in power, and they simply make sure these investigations and accountability does not happen.
Yeah, and there's now been twice the murders since that film was made in the 90s. The Clinton Chronicle. I surely encourage anybody to take a look at it if you've never seen it. It'll just blow your mind.
You're spot on, Ken.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to go make $1 million, see if I can donate half of it to you guys.
Amen. Godspeed.
We'll do the same.
All right, and all I'm telling you, though, is that he's right on, and that's the problem. I don't mean to be negative about this, Kurt. I'm not trying to down this guy speaking out, but when you take a drug addict that's quiet for 30 years that knew about this and could have blown the whistle back in the day, and 30 years later he comes forward, I support that. Okay, I get that his conscience can get to him, and I get that if he's a drug addict, he's like, I don't dare come forward. Now that he's clean, he's like, hey, I don't mind telling my story now or whatever. I get it. My concern is the second you come out, you're begging me for money. And I don't know where that money's going to go. It's going to go to this supposed investigator that's going to help out Linda Ives, the mother of Kevin, and they're going to get to the bottom of this. And my response is, hey, let's try to get a hold of the investigator. Let's try to get a hold of Linda Ives. Let's try to get a hold of this this wrestler, Billy Jack Haynes. Let's get a hold of these guys. We may not have a lot of money to give them, but we can put them on the radio, let them tell their story. We can ask the hard questions. We can keep an eye on the investigation. The more we can expose it, the more it'll be real. Hey, do they have anybody in their corner that's really willing to take this to the next level besides a couple of new media folks taking it on and a tiny TV station in Arkansas or whatever? And hey, can we take this to the next level in the news? And again, I just don't want us all to throw a bunch of money into something. Well, golly, couldn't get it done. Kind of like the situation with Joe Arpaio and the truth on the birth certificate. I think they're onto something. I think they're right. But what's going to take that to the next level to create real accountability? Is my money wasted if we don't get anywhere with it? Those are the kind of hard questions that I would ask. And I'm grateful these nuns are working on things. I'm grateful that God had a hand in it, that we're stopping terrorism. Now, Larry Klayman's in the news. He has a headline that says this, Kurt, that I think is worthy of focus.
Real quick on that, stopping terrorism thing. It's interesting you bring this up at the same time because this is a Clint Eastwood basically kind of connection to this. He's got a new movie called 1517. And Clint's, in his 80s now, but most folks know him as a pretty tough, handed kind of guy, a guy that, doesn't take much guff. And now he's directing, and he picked out these different people to play in this movie called The 1517 to Paris. And it, I guess it recreates a heroic moment in recent history. Eastwood also believed that making the film and telling the story of these heroes was an opportunity to explore something more. He said,
so let's explain so people understand, Kirk, because I'm a little confused. Yeah. The headline says, God had a hand in it. How divine intervention stopped the terrorists. That's a real reality. Now, there's a movie made about it, right?
Yes.
Called.
That's right. 1517, I think it Paris. Right. 15,
Clint Eastwood is the director of it, or whatever else, and it's covering this reality about what happened in the heroes that were involved there. I don't know if it's 100% documentary or if it's basically documentary, but turned into a movie that to kind of give you the historical fiction scenario, which means it's got historical facts, but yet it's fiction to kind of make the characters come alive. There's nothing wrong with that scenario, by the way. In fact, I really like the storytelling in a fictional way to put. The right people in the right places, kind of a thing. That's the reason you do it. But you maintain historical relevance and factual details. Very good stuff. And so is that movie out or is it coming out?
As far as I can tell, the 1517 to Paris is out.
Okay, good.
And there, like the World Net Daily Peace says, Clint Eastwood literally put the same people that were in it in the movie. In other words,
wow,
the ones who
too.
Did it. Yeah, I know.
Usually they pick actors to represent those or whatever. In this case, it may not be as polished of a movie because you don't have actors. But again, this is what I mean by historical fiction. It might have some details slightly modified so that we can tell the story from the inside, so to speak. But when you start to put the real characters in there, though, it's a whole lot more fact than fiction.
Good point.
Fascinating stuff. All right, anyway, that's the deal. We're going to talk about another buddy of ours doing a great job coming up next hour. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. And I don't mean to down what this Billy guy's doing or whatever. And Billy Jack Haynes. I'm not downing anything. I got a healthy dose of skepticism when they want me to put my money in because a lot of these things never come to fruition. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.